I'm sorry, you wrote, let me back up and read it properly. At the very least, count the shots and jump him reloading or changing hands. Better yet, just jump him. Handguns aren't very accurate, even at close range. I shoot mine all the time at the range, but I still can't hit squat. I doubt this guy was any better than I am. And, you basically talk about how these people did not, you suggest they did not have the spirit of self-defense in your speech and in your writing, rather, and that kind of upsets people who feel that blaming the victim is not the appropriate thing to do, and it really upset your co-guest here, John Amato, who runs crooksandliars.com. John, I think you wanted to get into the lane in the last segment there.
Well, no, it just shows like that John is not part of reality, because the fact is that you would just assume there'd be all this kind of confusion. Again, none of us were there, but for him to take the tack that, they should have, if they weren't cowards, they should have jumped in front of the gun and taken one for the team when he has no clue what's going on, is, in my mind, that's a coward. So, Mr. Derbyshire, you are a coward. And if I saw you face to face, I would call you a coward, because you are.
Would you care to respond?
No, actually. I don't respond to abuse. I get a lot of abuse.
That's abuse? That's just fact.